up, Disney fans? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. Welcome back, and welcome to all our newcomers. We are talking everything from The Nightmare Before Christmas, Disney After Hours, and wait a minute, High School Musical is back? We're going to talk about all here on Disney News Weekly. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. I had to my little theme song there. So I am Jamie Gray, and I, of course, want to introduce my awesome panel. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Kelsey Hightower.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Keaton. We're like Madonna. We don't ready. Go by our first name.
I require a last name because people still don't know me yet.
Right, I need like that official, you know, last name there. Just
I need like an arrow that points to me all the time, like Kelsey.
Right, I should just have a T-shirt like Kelsey
like
is here. Yeah.
I got it. I can see it.
All right, guys, welcome to Disney News Weekly. I'm your host, Coach Jamie Gray, and we have everybody else here. I wanted to start with our first topic. Okay, so there are new dates announced for Disney After Hours at the Magic Kingdom. That sounds really, really, really exciting. So let's get into it. Basically, it looks like they're going to be having some of our favorite things there. What do you guys think about this?
So this event I've been so jealous of.
Yeah.
Because, like, it kind of insinuates that it's been going on for a little bit, but they just added more dates probably because it's so popular.
Yeah.
I've been jealous because I'm like, dude, this is for Disneyland, because it's really cool. Like, the people who have been tweeting from this event, like, there's no lines for any rides.
It's awesome. That's
so,
awesome.
Like,
that's
for these
a dream
various
right there.
Dates, like, it's the Magic Kingdom being open from, like, 8, 9, or 10 p.m. to 11, 12, or 1 a.m., basically.
Listen, this is awesome. For everybody that's, like, of age, this is for you. tell a friend, bring a friend. That's, like, great for a birthday celebration. And they show all the dates here on DisneyParks.DisneyGo.com. So a lot of these you can, you know, take off ahead of time, get your PTO in. Was this something that you guys would go to?
I mean, question. I haven't been to the Magic Kingdom since I became of age. Can you drink in the Magic Kingdom?
At sit-down restaurants, they have alcohol. And I don't know if those are open for this, but possibly. It says 25 attractions are open and free Mickey ice cream bars.
Isn't that awesome?
That's reason enough to go.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So what's cool about this, I think, is that if you're someone who, you know, doesn't go to Magic Kingdom a lot, it's like it's $130 for, what, 10, 11, 12
Well, you can go in at 7, too, and experience the fireworks.
Okay, so there it's a lot of time, but, like, more, you'd be able to fit more into this time period than in a regular crowded day at the Magic Kingdom, so it's kind of, like, a better way to do it if you're gonna, like, kind of do your yearly trip, because you're gonna be able to go on all 25 of those rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, like, time to plan everything out.
Right.
Have your whole itinerary
and
ready.
And it's just Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
See, and that's the other thing. You could just go do, like, your day, spend your day at the other parks and then hop on over to Magic Kingdom for the evening and knock that out within, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, that's, like, the best way to do it. Think of, like, low stress as far as not having to stand in any lines. I mean, that right
Everybody's
there
dream.
Is worth it.
Yeah. Because it always prolongs your day when you have to think about the lines and then, you know, how long you have to walk.
You have to organize everything.
Yeah.
You have to schedule, like, where you're going to go, what you want to do. If you're going to miss something, then, like, that's going to be on the back burner. This, you can just do all 25 of them, so.
And you can go by yourself, too. I mean, do what you want. Like, because, you know, when you have people with you, you have to kind of, you know, see what they're doing. Do they want
to
go on this with you?
Are
they
going
to
go to the bell?
Wednesday
night.
Yeah.
Treat
off
yourself.
The kids. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know, but.
What?
You
know
I always
what?
Feel weird when there's one person wandering around Disneyland.
Well, don't be like
what
a creeper.
I think it's really creepy if just like one, there's like just like a lone person like doing Disney.
I go
Disney.
To Disneyland alone all the time, Keaton.
But like at
everybody
night.
Knows you, Sarah. So you run into like everybody knows. Sarah could just be like, I'm going to go to Disneyland today because I'll probably run into a friend. And she probably does within like the, like on her way. She'll be driving down the highway, see another car with an AP sticker, drive past it. Oh, hey, Brittany. And then her and Brittany are going to go park next to each other and enjoy. Enjoy a day at the park.
Madeline says Disneyland should take hint. There is something similar at Disneyland. It's Disneyland After Dark. Disneyland After Dark?
Disney After Dark.
Disney After Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they did the throwback night, and then they did the Star Wars night, and maybe they will do more, but that's, like, the closest thing we have to this, but it's few and far between, so.
Right. Okay, well, there's also another amazing topic. I was really excited to hear this. So for all employees that are at Disney, this is Disney World, they are announcing a new contract, meaning all employee, well, minimum wage is basically raising up to $15 an hour. You guys, I used to work at an amusement park. It was not Disney. It was called King's Dominion. So shout out to all my East Coasters. But it was...
Oh my God, I went there for my 8th grade field trip.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I did.
Wait, oh my goodness. So yeah, King's Dominion is pretty epic. It's like, it's an East Coast thing. But I was like every
really
character under
rides.
The sun.
Really great rides.
Once you work there, it's hard to enjoy the park as much when you're an employee. But I... You know, my heart goes out to everybody that works in amusement park, so I'm happy for them. Like, what do you guys think about minimum wage just rising in general, just to get that approved?
Well, yeah, this has been, like, a big deal.
Yes, yeah. And everyone should have $15 minimum wage. I think that's great. But maybe they need that because now they're extending after hours, mm-hmm. so they need people to be working, so you know, they need to raise that.
But it's also just...
But.
A livable wage. Like, yeah. And this is my question, though. Like, is this going to increase... all, like, the, like, other roles within the park, because I know that, like,
Disneyland.
The face characters at
mm-hmm.
Disneyland,
already make
you
more
already
than that.
Make, like, about $15 an hour, which is still really not much for being a face character, but are they going to move their rate up? Like, I'm very curious as to how this is going to affect all the inner workings.
And also at Disneyland, this similar issue, it's, like, a lot of cast members are getting a raise over the next 3 years, but, like, not food service cast members.
Oh, no.
So it's, like, is it everybody? We have to...
Here's my hope for it. My hope is that, like, let's say if there are already current employees that are not making 15, that they'll, you know, bump it up so that everybody's at 15, because it's... Then people are going to quit, you know, because people talk. You know, it's always a thing where you're not supposed to say how much you make, but we all talk. We all say how much we make, and then one person gets jealous, and then there's a riot, you know.
But
so,
the other thing too is that I hope their hours don't get cut to make up for like business, and everything like that. Because I know I've never worked at Disneyland or any of the parks, but I've had some friends that do, of course, and they. Have had a hard time like working full time there. It's always been part time and trying to get like their hours, enough hours to like make it full time and stuff like that. So I hope that because they're not just raising the minimum wage to 15, that they're not going to cut back on the hours and they're going to be like, oh yeah, you make pretty much the same thing at the end of the day, but you're just, it looks like you're getting paid a little bit more per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just, it's frustrating because I feel like, you know, if a company like Disney, you're a billion-dollar company, you can afford to pay your employees good money. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is people dream about working at Disneyland their entire lives. So they'll work for nothing because it's Disneyland.
It's Disney.
And I think it's super crappy of them to take advantage of that love of Disney and of, like, the fact that they are Disney by not paying people enough and, like, trying to, you know, cheat the system a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This has been going on for a while. I hope that Disney kind of really does make a change and sticks to it and, you know, is a part of, like, the bigger conversation about minimum wage and, like, paying people a living wage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, going on to more of a fluffy topic. So you can celebrate your favorite princess at Disney Springs, which is pretty awesome. So just looking here on Disney Parks as well, they have everything from Beauty and the Beast, which is live action. That is awesome. I think that would be really cool to watch. Princess and the Frog, Moana, Tangled, and Cinderella all going on this fall. So make sure you check it out. Check out those dates. This would be a great, you know, activity for really anybody, any group. What do you guys think about that?
It's really cool, like, especially to see the older ones.
Yeah, like Beauty and the Beast, I wasn't expecting. For some reason, I wasn't expecting Tangled, but they have great music. Like, they have
Tangled
the best
rocks.
Songs.
Tangled is, like, I literally, as soon as I saw this pop up, I said to my friend who is also obsessed with Tangled, and I was like, so we're going to go do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, absolutely. But yeah, I you know, I wish it wasn't the live action Beauty and the Beast, considering that just came out last year.
True,
it's like, really?
True.
Why don't you give us the old school one? But, you know, I think I remember seeing Princess and the Frog in theaters when it originally came out, and it was so beautiful on the big screen, so...
Yeah, that would be nice if they were all the originals that we all grew up with, because that's, I feel like, well, that's my favorite. I can't speak for everybody in the whole world, but that is the original. But they're also doing Bippity Boppity Boutique. They're doing, you can dress up like a princess. I mean, you can do that regularly, but what a even specialer occasion to go do that. And then to go see Cinderella, Moana, Tangled, all of those. So that's like the best package. Talk about like a Christmas treat.
Seriously.
Fall extravaganza outing. Yeah. My niece, when they go to Disney World, then they always go to Bippity Boppity Boutique. And it is just the best idea I think that Disney has come up with. I wish that I had done that growing up as a kid.
Thanks, Mom.
I know, right? Or, like, I kind of want to do it right now.
You can do it right now in Disney World.
I know. They let adults do it at Disney World, right? Yeah.
Too bad it's, like, so far away. Like, I know little girls Pinky promise. But, like, I know, like, little boys and girls are going to love this. The whole dressing up part.
Yeah.
They're going to eat it up. So I think it's pretty awesome. And I feel like they're all, like, for sure, Moana has been such a hit. I know little girls, like, are going to want to go see that. Everybody, really.
Yeah. I mean, Keaton, you're almost there.
I need glitter and fake colorful hair.
Yeah. Just some sparkles in there and then, like, a tiara.
And you're good to go.
And you've got it.
This is Keaton doesn't want to wash her hair.
But
no worries.
A.K.A. Yes. Princess look.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty like good. This,
basically.
A princess is what she's saying.
I also heard, I'm like, can't find it anywhere online. I heard that, like, there's gonna be a Princess Day at Disneyland.
Shut up.
In October. Oh,
shut your mouth.
I mean, you can't get any better of a day than that.
Just, yeah. Everyone mark October 11th down, I think.
It's the Princess Diaries comes true.
That is awesome.
I can't find any official confirmation of this, but
what day did you say?
Put it in my calendar!
October 11th.
I'm doing it.
Ooh.
Did you just pick a random day?
No.
Is that somebody's birthday?
No.
I know
it's
there's
Bob
some
Iger's birthday. Yeah, now.
Some significance on this day.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you guys, this past weekend, Vampirina arrived at Disney Parks. So we have a first look going on here. First of all, she's so cute, okay? It's a little scary, but she's just so adorable.
She's just so adorable.
Freaks me out like, a kind of freaks me,
it's like that, like, she freaks me out, but she's so scary and cute. It's like, do I hug you? Okay. So she was actually here this weekend. And I know Jessica, I think she was there with her little one, and the pictures are adorable. So if you guys have not followed, just go make sure you do that. Yeah, this is awesome. I'm really happy that they have announced her coming to the Not So Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom Park. So, your thoughts?
This is the scariest thing I think I've ever seen.
No, she's so scarily adorable.
Does this just prove that anything small is cute? Like, you can make, like, anything that's scary or terrifying, you just...
small. I think she's going to be a compact. I can see, like, watching, like, a little cartoon if this is cool, but if this is coming at me in the park, like, my size, I'm panicking.
She's fantastic.
You guys, she's bite-sized. That's my corny pun. She's bite-sized.
She's fantastic. What's funny is she doesn't meet in front of the blue wall, one of the Instagram walls. But she meets in front of a blue wall.
Oh, no.
And she does really blend into the wall.
Wait, can you please follow the picture?
It was on Jessica's Instagram. It was so funny.
Is it just her hair that is showing up?
It's just, like, really funny. Her skin, like, really blends into the wall.
So she's kind of a ghost, but kind of a vampire.
Scared. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
It's her Halloween trick, just disappearing.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, next, we have...
Did you find that picture?
Which one? Oh, no, you're good. Of who?
Jessica.
You're going to find it of her blending into the...
I don't even know what Jessica's wall.
Yeah. But you guys, we have a first look at the Haunted House Mansion. Okay, so there's a holiday celebration where they have a gingerbread creation. I don't know about you guys, but gingerbread is not, like, the most delicious to me. But it's nice to look at. But, yeah, tell me what you think about this. Just look at that. It's, like, life-size.
I saw it today in person.
What'd you think?
It's
Did you get pictures?
Huge. No, I didn't take any pictures. But it looks just like that.
Does it? Like, it's real.
That's good. At least we know they're not lying to us.
It's really big. It's huge. Yep, there's Vampirina blending into the wall. Sorry. The gingerbread house is huge. It's in the ballroom scene of the Haunted Mansion. It's real gingerbread, and it's humongous. And the spider is, like, above it. The spider is humongous. It's just really big.
Is a spider gingerbread as well?
Yeah.
Is that the size of a house, like, a real, like, is it that big?
No, it's on a table. It's like a huge centerpiece on the table.
Got it.
They change it every year. So this year's design.
I mean, I usually hate when they do the night before Christmas overlay of the...
What?
I just don't like how bright it is in there because I feel like you can see the ceiling and you can see kind of the seams and it kind of takes away the magic for me.
Uh-huh.
But I love Christmas and I love anything that smells like Christmas.
Same.
And this looks This looks so extra, and I very much appreciate it. And who knows? Maybe they'll change my mind this time.
No,
around.
I love your honesty, for real. You know, well, I have not seen it in person, but Sarah did, so we'll take your word for it
today.
Yeah, we'll take your word for it. All right.
Fun.
I love Haunted Mansion Holiday. Whatever.
It's okay.
Well, speaking of more holiday,
it's my boyfriend's favorite thing too, and I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, he like loves it. I'm like, meh.
All right. Well, one of my favorites, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I also just love Tim Burton. Hey, Tim. Mm-hmm. So they are playing at the Hollywood Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Would you guys go? Are you going to get tickets?
Yeah, I am going.
Okay, so you're going to grab my tickets?
Yes. I already have tickets because there's a special section for Disney Bounders.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten tickets yet, you can enter, I think it's just code BOUND at checkout, and you will be put in the Bounders section, which is section N1.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
so the code is BOUND.
Yeah.
B-O-U-N-D.
You heard it here first, guys. All right, or maybe you didn't. But
that's for the 26th. The 26th is the night. And the Disney Bounders get access to an after party.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Disney Bound after
special.
Party.
Special.
Anyone can do it. Special. Anyone can go.
Yeah. So 25 years. It does not seem like it's been.
I know.
I just feel old. But you know what? We're not going to talk about it anymore.
Right?
Okay, never mind.
That's when my sister was born.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I usually love these events, these Disney events at the Hollywood Bowl. I've been to almost
Little
all
Mermaid,
of them.
Beauty and the Beast.
Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast. But I don't love Nightmare Before Christmas.
I honestly don't.
I don't really like it.
Me.
And like, to go through all the stress that the Hollywood Bowl brings, like the crowds, I just can't. And I have so many of my friends are going to it because so many people really, really love Nightmare Before Christmas. It's such a cult. I mean, it's not even a cult following. It's just a huge fandom to it.
Yeah.
But I just was like, I'm sorry, guys, I can't.
I will say that growing up, I wasn't the biggest fan of The Nightmare Before Christmas, but as I'm getting older, I feel like I've become a bigger fan, and I think it's just because it's Hollywood, or it's like Halloween theme, so it's the easiest thing to do for Halloween.
Well,
and I just love themes, and so I like that for that reason.
The ultimate debate is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
Right, that's true.
That's what I like about it. It's
Leo
like the best of both worlds.
But then it blends into it because
it's appropriate for either, but
it's
Leo and I really
movie.
Have opposite opinions.
There we go.
Right in the middle.
I forget. I really forget which side of the
compromise.
Argument I'm on.
Oh, really? Because you guys
But I know Leo and I are on opposite sides of
you
the
only
argument.
Know when he starts talking and then you're like, I'm the, whatever you say,
I think he thinks it's a Christmas. No, I think he thinks it's a Halloween movie and I think it's a Christmas movie.
I think the best Disney Halloween movie is Hocus Pocus, bottom line.
Yes.
They're both 25 years.
Yeah. Yes, which Misty in the chat says Hocus Pocus is also 25 years old. I put a spell on you. That is, I love that movie. Love it. Okay. But enough of Halloween as far as.
No, never enough of Halloween.
I guess. I'm actually ready for Christmas. But I want to get into musicals. High School Musical, you guys. I don't know if you were obsessed with it like I was. Wildcats. Yeah. So that's
why. Are we about to do the dance right now?
I know most of it, but I need more room.
What are you saying?
I just want to elbow you.
Okay,
you know.
Together.
Okay, so anyway, the TV show is coming to a Disney streaming service near you. All right, so is this something that you guys would be into? I know, like, when it came out when I was younger, when I was in high school. Are you over it? Are you excited about it?
I feel like I'm being so negative today.
No, it's okay. Keep it real. It's all right.
This is the thing. I was a tad old for high, like maybe 2 years old for High School Musical, but I still kind of enjoyed the first couple ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy in that it did the things it did, and I think we need to put it to bed. It's like a Disney Channel original movie.
Away.
Like, it just needs to be done.
Like, kind of like Cheetah Girls?
Yeah. Cheetah Girls can be done. You know, they're not going to bring back the 13th year, you know.
13th year was not as popular as High School Musical.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been. Look in the air. I don't know.
No, those are amazing.
Don't
Disney
Look Under
Channel.
The Bed. Scariest movie. Scariest.
Yes.
Best. Another great Disney Halloween movie.
Yes.
I don't know. I just, you can't do it without Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Hudgens.
You just can't. I'm sorry.
And they're so different now. It's so like, cheesy. I'm not going to think of them as their characters. I'm like, no, you're Vanessa and you're Zac.
Did you ever see the SNL sketch that when Zac Efron hosted SNL, like after all the High School Musicals were done and they like did like Zach came back from college to talk to East High about what the real world is like.
Stop
and
it.
That's what I feel like now whenever I see like people talk about High School Musical anymore. I'm like, yes. They graduated a really long time ago.
Do a reunion or something like on YouTube. Do a little documentary clip. Like, that could be fun. Just kind of give people nostalgia. Bop, Bop, Bop or Bop to the Top with Sharpay. Mm-hmm. That was everything to me. Like, that's my song. It's on my iPhone. Don't judge me.
I just want your phone to ring right now.
Some really interesting info, though, that it's going to be shot documentary style.
Like The Office?
I think so. I'm kind of into that, first of all. And then also the same executive producer of Pretty Little Liars is working on it. And I, like, shamelessly love Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to turn into a CW fantastic show.
So the documentary style gets me a little bit excited. Because I'm like, that might be really funny.
I think that would be hysterical.
Yeah. It'll be like The Office meets Glee or something.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to describe it. The Office meets Glee. Okay, right. I could be in.
Well, now that Glee is off the air, you need to replace it with some kind of musical.
You can never replace Glee. It changed television.
Yeah, really, it literally did.
Went
but
down
who knows?
In the books.
I mean, maybe we'll have an after show, you know, about High School Musical TV show if you guys request it. Who knows? Right? But I want to get into Descendants 3. We have a trailer. Let's go ahead and watch it.
Let's do it.
I'm pumped.
Do 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 do. Ooh, purple.
No, this is different.
Mal!
Unless you watched it within the last couple days.
What are you doing way over here?
I was walking through the woods. I came across this glowing orb thing. Dizzy? Are you okay?
Dizzy?
Wait, are you?
Who is that?
Dizzy, why are you wearing Uma's necklace?
Cause I am.
Wait. Is it? Was it for Descendants 3 or a different thing?
That said Under the Sea.
Yeah.
That was the Under the Sea short.
That was okay. So that's... Well,
I'm reading. I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah. Well, we have that too. So what did you guys think of that trailer?
What? It was Dizzy.
Okay.
Dizzy.
This is for what?
Dizzy is...
Mal and Uma go under the sea in an epic underwater showdown under the sea, a descendant story, a new live-action short-form special premiering on Disney Channel. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Cool.
Like 10 minutes long.
Who the heck is Dizzy?
No say.
No, isn't she in the... Well, you know, I do recognize her from All the Boys I Loved Before because she played the little sister in it, that actress did. If you guys have not seen that movie on Netflix, it's wonderful. The Boys I Loved Before. It's super cute, but that girl's in it.
Huh. I've watched that a couple times now. It's definitely going to be one that is, if I had a DVD player, you know, it's like the ones that you had on your DVD shelf at home. Like, that is a classic film now. I mean, I know that's not Disney Channel, but, you know, side news, sidebar.
No, it's all good.
I'm all about DVD.
So is there not a Descendants 3 trailer? Is this the only thing that's coming out?
Yeah, I'm wondering, was that?
I think that was just, I think it's coming out at the end of this month.
Yeah.
And I don't know when Descendants
3 is coming out. They said fall 2018, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Misty in the chat says Dizzy is. Hey, Misty. Drizella's daughter, and she was in Descendants 2.
Oh my God, I just forgot her totally.
I remember her. She was in the hair shop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Descendants 2 on the airplane, so it was like really focused because nothing else was bothering me, so I really remember it.
Anyway. It's really hard to watch movies on the airplane sometimes because I will fall asleep. And
I am so in.
Are you like so into it? So that's the best time to watch movies for you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's hit or miss for me. I could absolutely fall asleep in the middle of it. Descendants 3 is July 2019.
Okay,
so far. Thanks, Misty. You are on it with the Descendants news.
All right. Well, I know that in some of our other previous after shows, we were talking about live action Lady and the Tramp. I know some of us were really excited about that. So it's official. Production has begun for the remake. Are you guys still excited about this? I think it's airing. Going to be airing in Savannah, really all over the place. But what are your thoughts on this?
I'm pumped. There were some
pumped.
There were some leaked photos, and it looks turn of the century, which I've talked about on here. How I was like, what era is it going to be set in? The yeah. Sands before?
Where are the leaked photos?
Good question.
Ooh, live chat, do you have any information on this?
I would love to see. Hold on, let's see. Well, you guys can keep talking about whether you're excited.
We really need Jessica here because this is her absolute favorite Disney movie, and she talks about it every time that she's here. Yes. So I feel weird talking about it without her because she's like, every time I do the panel, this is my favorite movie.
She's here in spirit.
I know, but I'm excited about it coming out too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. I mean, they're doing all their live action movies now. So all of the classic Disney movies are going to be live action before you know
it. Which, how do you feel about that? Like,
I think it's fun. I remember when I was a kid, like, and I'd watch those and be like, oh, it'd be so cool if they really made this. And, like, I remember when they first started turning a lot of them into Broadway shows, I was like, this is the closest we're ever going to get. And so I'm really enjoying that they're making all these live actions. It kind of gives us another way to tell the story. But I'm super stoked for Lady and the Tramp, especially because it's something like The Jungle Book where it's... Because Lion King's going to be fun, but it's basically an animated movie because they're calling it a live action, but it's basically animated. There's no people in that. Jungle Book had one person in it, and so it was really cool to see the real person interact with these amazingly done kind of graphics animals. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really cool because there's going to be even more people, I feel like, in Lady and the Tramp interacting with the visual effects. So I'm excited to see kind of how far those effects are going to come, how good they're going to make these animals look.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have to really step it up because there is going to be so much interaction with just people. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. New voice actors too. Just, you know, Tessa Thompson, of course, she's going to be in there. So we'll have to see. But in some more news, Black Panther, for all of you that missed it in theaters, you can now watch it on Netflix. If you have Netflix, steal someone's password, do what you got to do. But I'm excited about it. This is a great movie for really any occasion. Everyone's seen Black Panther, right? You guys are like,
I have, about yes. It. Have you guys?
You were no, sure? I haven't seen it. No, I'm joking. Okay. I know. I was like, no.
You guys in the chat. Have you seen it?
But I'm sure. Yes. All right.
But yeah, I know. It's fun that it's on Netflix. Netflix is teasing us with all of their Disney. So they have, we've talked about this before, but they are now putting Black Panther, which is probably like their biggest one, besides Doctor Strange, I think it might still
be on. Is Ragnarok on there still?
On there.
I think Ragnarok is on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking at all the Disney ones today.
Oh, yeah. You watched the Disney today.
I was just literally on like the Disney thing and just watching Disney all the, which cartoons? Tarzan will be tomorrow morning.
There you go.
The music in that is amazing as well.
I know. Phil Collins.
Yeah, he's
singing me to sleep.
Yeah. I know, but Netflix is just teasing us with all their Disney stuff until the streaming goes live. But yeah, I mean, they still have some good stuff. I like it when they pop some new things in every now and again because they only have like Cars 3 and Pocahontas really for the animation. I'm not like hating on it because like I'll take what I can get, of course. But
funny story, Moana is the most watched thing on our Netflix because we just put it on all the time.
Yeah, I know, it's great. Moana's awesome. Which now that you well, you had just mentioned another movie for Pocahontas, so we don't have a live action for Pocahontas yet.
I think they're going to stay very far away from that.
Yeah, I think so?
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to mess. Because they got so much backlash for making the animated film in the first place. Like, they're not going to touch that. What would be really cool is if another studio or network made a more historically accurate version of the Pocahontas story.
Like they're doing Mulan.
But do it in a way that is like maybe PG-13 rated so that it could still be used as an educational resource for, you know, kids in high school who are learning about Pocahontas and the amazing woman that she was, or I should say child.
Because
she was basically 12 and 13. But I would be super interested to see that. I loved Pocahontas growing up. I still appreciate it, but don't touch it again.
It's just such a false narrative, the Disney version, but it's like, we love it, but it's like, oh, it's not completely accurate, but if they did do it in this day and age with everything that's going on in the world, it could either benefit it or it could be a huge backlash, you know? So it's like, how would they do this?
Walking on eggshells doing that, especially in this culture and climate.
But part of me was like, I almost want to see, but that might just be me. Let me know what you think of the chat.
What if, like, I dare you, Disney? Like,
yeah. I mean, hey, Disney, see what you can do. I know that, you know, you guys like to steer from controversy, but you know, let's see. And speaking of some controversy, I know also in previous after shows, so I got to keep watching our shows, we had mentioned Avengers 4 and how we didn't know if it was going to come out or not. Right? So now we have the official news that they are reshooting and that it is set to hit theaters May 3rd, 2019. I think this is good news.
It's good news if they're killing off a character. Everyone. No, they're killing off a character and we don't know who it is, but everyone thinks it's Drax because of Dave Bautista's comments.
I mean,
there's rumors going on about Tony Stark.
Wait, time out. This is Avengers, not
Avengers.
Yeah, okay. No, they're not killing off Drax. They might be. Really, you think so?
Tell us what you know.
Dave Bautista made all these comments where he's just like, I don't know if I'd like ever work for Disney again. And then they were like, we're doing reshoots and we're going to kill someone off.
Yeah.
It could be some drama in that too. Disney? I don't know.
I mean, like,
that's a good point. It's a tough situation.
Well,
thank you for prepping me for this because I already think a lot of people are going, Tony's dead. For sure.
Tony's definitely dead.
Yeah. Tony's definitely dead. I think Cap is definitely
Cap
dead.
Cap is definitely dead.
I don't think they're going to kill Thor because they're having too much fun with the Ragnarok stuff. Mm. And because of that, I don't think they'll kill the Hulk. They're not going to kill Black Widow because she has her own movie coming out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't kill all the characters at once. You just got to do like a couple.
I think they could kill the Scarlet Witch because... Who cares? I love Elizabeth Olsen, though. I really do like her, but I'm just like, they really haven't done much with her character. I was like, all right. And I just want Spider-Man back.
I mean, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. You guys, let us know what you think in the live chat. Who do you think will be killed off? I know it sounds like, ugh, but let us know. Also, I know that we were talking about Disney princesses. Let us know who your favorite Disney princess is. Who would you want to see? I think that about wraps up Disney News Weekly. So we'll go ahead and wrap everything up. Of course, I am your host, Jamie Gray. And of course, I want to introduce my other host. You can follow me at Twitter, on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or Instagram at Jamie Gray.
All right. And I'm Kelsey Hightower. And you can follow me at Kels Hightower.
I'm Sarah. You can follow me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling.
And I'm Keaton. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
All right, you guys. Thank you for watching. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.